broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
It's October the 18th, it's show 985. I'm Math, and over there in Prestatyn is the always awesome Lee.
Yo.
Hello, welcome to Snug Light.
It's very snug light, isn't it? You could have just given me a... We should have just... You should have called me. We just could have done it
with a FaceTime. It's snug, but with half the calories.
Yeah, blimey.
So, the other thing that I've just horrendously noticed is that I must have got sidetracked this afternoon because I haven't done a cover version sandwich.
Oh...
So, that's a short show then.
Very short show,
Even without the girls, it would have been 8 minutes shorter. I can't believe it. Wow, what are you playing? Okay. wow, well, okay. How's your week been?
Yeah, just pretty much the same as last week. Same shit, different week.
Okay, brilliant.
Again, I've taken delivery of my my Snap-on teeth today.
Oh,
and they're absolutely shit.
Of course they are.
I don't know what I expected for $20. You know,
are you not wearing them now?
No, God no. Can't get them to look. It looks weird.
Well, you have to. You've got to put them in for us.
No, because you've got to mould them and everything. I tried it before. Look like Ken Dodd.
Can't you just sit them in without the mould?
Well, no, because it's weird, because you get some teeth.
Yeah, that looks exactly like what I got.
And they don't go in your mouth. It's the mould that you put in there, put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
And so, kind of...
You mean a little bit like some certain false teeth we used to have?
Hmm. They just don't work. I need to remold, but I feel really funny. Even more self-conscious than I did before.
Yeah, you look like Cat from Red Dwarf. He's doing dibbly.
So yeah, it was only a rush job. I thought I'd get them ready for the show, but
right,
it all backfired and they look shit.
So maybe I couldn't get the molding stuff to work.
No,
because it was already solid.
Yeah, you're supposed to put it in hot water, aren't you? You're supposed to melt it, put it in hot water.
Because I got it from AliExpress. So I just put in the plastic veneers and just pushed them as hard as I could onto my teeth.
No, it's not the plastic veneers that go in your mouth, though.
Oh, no, they look weird.
You use the plastic veneers, go in. The mould goes in the plastic veneers. You push it in your teeth, hold it for 30 seconds. Take them out, put it in cold water, and then pop out the little mould. And it's the mould that are the teeth, not the actual plastic veneer.
That doesn't sound right.
Well, I'll show you again.
Were the instructions in Chinglish?
No, yes. See, that was the mould. Don't know whether you can see that. That was a little, like a little mouldy gel.
Yeah, yeah.
That you put in the plastic veneers. Push it in, mould it around the teeth, and then you put all of that in your mouth, makes the impression, leave it for 30 seconds,
yeah.
Take it out, pop it in cold water until the little mouldy thing goes white, and that's your teeth, not the plastic veneers.
Oh, okay. I mean, I guess that kind of explains a lot.
Because it's, yeah, but it still looks shit.
Oh, well.
So I'll probably better go to Turkey. Spending money on a holiday and forget about getting some teeth.
Wasn't it you that was saying if you go to Turkey and get your teeth done, a British dentist won't see you?
Yeah, you can't get one anyway, mate.
A British dentist?
Yeah.
I've got one. And my dentist has got 100 places, apparently.
Well, you probably pay privately, do you?
No, NHS.
No.
My dentist sent me an email just before the weekend saying don't tell anyone, but like it was a marketing email, so tell everyone. But we've got 100 NHS spaces if your friends and family want any.
It's a bit of a long way to go to Derby. You forgot the toothache, though.
Yeah, not as far as Turkey, but...
No, but not, probably not as much fun as Derby either, Turkey.
I don't know. You get a good kebab.
Yeah, in Derby.
Well, yeah, I suppose. Yeah, all right. Yeah. The beaches are better in Turkey, probably.
Oh, not so good in Derby, no?
We're renowned for not having very good beaches in Derby.
Ah, right. And that's a shame, then.
It is.
So you don't work for the Derby Tourist Board, then, do you?
It doesn't matter if I did and how good I was, I still couldn't improve the beaches in Derby.
Well, you're actually in Derby. You're only about a minute from the beach, aren't you? By phone.
Yeah.
There we go.
I think Skeggy's our nearest beach.
Is it really? Possibly. No, can't be.
We're called the Midlands for no reason, not for any, for a reason.
Surely Prestatyn's got to be your closest beach.
Well, that's 100 miles away.
How far is Skegness?
Don't know.
Okay.
You're going to want me to find out now, aren't you?
No. Just, you know, if anybody's listening and they got the answer, just send us a message.
Okay, in the YouTube chat. I should actually have the YouTube chat open if people are going to message us in there, though, shouldn't I?
You should.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Where is it? It's that one there. Phew. Okay. So, our missing hosts.
Yeah.
Are in the YouTube chat. If you're watching live now and you want to join them in the chat, they're making the chat more exciting by being in there. But they're making this program less exciting
by not being in there. Yeah. So they can get in the YouTube chat, but they can't come live. Is that?
That's right. Yes.
Okay.
You know, I'm not sure we'd want them to come live, although it might up our numbers.
Moderately.
No. Anyway. So, in that case, shall we get on to emergency questions?
Let's have some emergency questions. Math, over to you.
I suppose you kind of, in this segment, you're kind of relying on me to come up with some proper decent answers, aren't you?
They're going to have to be really good answers. But we're also going to look at the YouTube chat to see if they come up with some answers as well.
Okay.
So your first question, what's the most unsettling urban legend you've ever encountered and why did it disturb you?
Where do you get these questions from?
This one was probably a ChatGPT one.
Unsettling urban legend.
Yes.
I can't say I've given it any much thought, to be honest.
Have you ever been told a story about a friend of a friend and something happened to them that was unsettling?
No. Have you?
So, yes.
Oh, good.
And what's weird is I heard a couple of these stories in school as definitely promise you happened to a friend of a friend. And then I have a number of books about urban legends. I started sort of reading books about different urban legends and they kind of appear in there and it's like, oh, I believed that when I was a kid, god damn it. So the two that sprung to mind when I copied this question in was, I was told about a plant that was bought from Marks and Spencer's, and when they brought it home it started dying, so the woman took it back and complained about it and got a refund. And then a few days later, she got a call and the person said, hi, we need you to get out of your house, please. Because that plant you brought back had a spider corpse in the bottom of it. And it was a pregnant female tarantula, I think it was.
Oh.
And it died giving birth to thousands of babies and they're infesting your house.
Okay. That would unsettle me.
Yeah, that's quite unsettling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I don't have a story like that.
And I'm sure that's one of the ones I believed when I was a kid. And it was Marks and Spencer's. If you look at it and everything else, it's just some other local shop to whoever's telling the story.
Yeah.
But I remember it being Marks and Spencer's. And I think the plant was a cactus or something. It was to explain why there was a spider in it. No, it wasn't. It wasn't the spider. Oh, you know when you suddenly have a brain explosion and another memory pops in?
Can you get the story right? Because I'm just about to share this urban legend with somebody else in my office. I don't want to get it wrong. Yeah.
It was just a plant. It was a plant. But the cactus one was similar. They bought a cactus, but it was making a rattling noise. And before they got round to taking it back, it exploded spiders out of it, which is a one that creeps me out.
Yeah.
The second one that I was going to tell you before I remembered the cactus full of spiders is the woman who had a beehive hairdo.
Yeah.
And like proper lacquered on type beehive.
It turned out it was a real beehive.
No, she obviously didn't wash it out a lot. And she started getting headaches. And when they investigated and took
where this is going.
A spider had nested in her hair and started eating into her head.
Oh. I hope this is not real. That's just gross.
I don't think it is. But it's weird. Somewhere that story had an origin and started, but then just spread like a virus. So little kids in Prestatyn could share it. It's like, where did we get that from? Gosh. It's these same.
See, I've got an itchy head now.
I know, right? These urban legends are from all over the world.
Mm.
And yet, we got them. I'm just looking at the chat. We're going to end up doing this. We'll be in the middle of a conversation and we'll just cut back to the chat a little bit. But apparently, Scarborough is our nearest beach.
Oh, okay. Makes
which is weird.
Sense.
I wouldn't have thought that was.
Okay.
Coming live was never in best contract. That's only fans.
That would make her a star, wouldn't it? I'd probably watch the show back. Yeah.
A few times.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
No, not even that. Make me listen to this again. No.
So, best urban legend is we've got a link to it, seeing as you can't tell us it live here, and it's the dog in the suitcase.
That sounds like a pub in Hollyoaks.